At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome our friend Chris Wong into the Good Vibe Tribe again this morning.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Chris is going on a very long walk.
He is.
And he's doing it for a wonderful cause. 22 kilometers, is that right?
Yes.
What is that in freedom units for America?
It's about 13 and a half miles. Yeah, I just decided 22 kilometers. I think really because of that statistic of 22 veterans dying by suicide a day. So I wanted to at least honor that.
Wow. And you're going to be doing this in collaboration with Homebase. Tell us what's going to be happening.
So I'm raising awareness for them. I have a buddy that works there, so I'm raising awareness for them. And I'm also raising funds for Samaritans, which I'm on the board of their Hey Sam program, which is a text line for youth who are in crisis so they can talk to somebody who's their age. Just talk about if they're in crisis, if they need help and support.
So what he's not telling you is that while he walks all of these miles raising money for these incredible places, he's also wearing a weighted vest. Show off.
Yeah. I like to just work hard unnecessarily sometimes.
Are you doing the interview in the 20-pound weighted vest?
No, not yet.
Well, I love that you're doing this for veterans. Yeah, I'm a veteran myself. Kennedy, fun fact. When we used to go on hikes, we would wear the backpacks.
Of course.
And you had to carry at least 35 pounds to go on these hikes.
Yes.
And so what we would do, because we were lazy, is we would fill our backpacks with a pillow. And the backpack would look full, but it would only weigh about 10 pounds.
Sneaky, sneaky. Chris would never.
Chris, I was going to ask why Hey Sam and Samaritans is an important cause to you personally.
Well, when I was in high school, I had a childhood friend die by suicide, and he was the epitome of that popular kid. He was friends with every social group, and I was not popular, but he always found ways to try to involve me and include me in things, and so it was a great loss for all of us. And so I've always been, and I've been affected by suicide multiple other times, but it's just an opportunity now for me to, now that I have skill sets where I can help and support them, this organization, I just want to do the best I can. And I don't have the money to do it myself, but I know I can at least walk, and I know I can at least galvanize other people to help and support.
That's amazing.
So when is it happening? Where are you walking, and how can people help?
So it is Tuesday, June 17th. I am going to start walking from my house in Weymouth at 6 a.m. I'm going to leave and walk all the way through Quincy, and I'll end around 10:30, so it's going to be about 4.5 hours. I'm not going to push myself too hard. And if people want to find out more and support, I'd love to just go. You can go to support. SamaritansHope.org/Chris Wong.
Yeah, you can also text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will forward you the link. I'm looking at the map now of where you're going to be doing your walk, and yeah, that's a lot.
Quincy's big.
Yeah, that's a lot. You are touching on all the points of Quincy.
It really is a long way to go.
And your goal is $5,000, and you're a little over halfway there, so we'd love to help get you there for sure.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Again, 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Text us here in the studio, and we will send you back the link for Chris, who's going to be doing a Walk for Hope, benefiting the Homebase program and Samaritans, obviously, as well. Chris, I don't know that we need to say this again. I feel like you already are, but you're, again, a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I'm honored to be here. This is awesome.
Go get him, buddy.
You're going to crush it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
And again, if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, thanks to Chris for coming on to share that. You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Maybe it's an organization raising money for, or just something going on in your personal life that you want to tell the whole world about, like you get an awesome promotion or you quit that crappy job because you're starting a business. Whatever it is,
yes.
We want to hear about it inside
yes.
The Good Vibe Tribe. So 617-655-1234 for that. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
I do. What if Spice Girls was a sea shanty.
Oh, I tell you what I want, what I really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really want.
I tell you what I want, what I really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really want.
I wanna really want a
CCR.
Yep.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to the dirt.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Jared Leto is denying a wave of sexual misconduct allegations brought by 9 separate women, including many claims involving underage victims. So the article is posted on something called Airmail, and I'm like a third of the way through it. It's a big one, so I just haven't had time to read the whole damn thing. But all of the accusations, he says, are expressly denied, pushing back every accusation mentioned in the report. One of the most prominent claims comes from DJ Ali Tilts, who alleged in an Instagram story that Leto forced himself on her at 17 years old, saying he knew my age and didn't care. What he did was predatory, terrifying, and unacceptable. His team called her story demonstrably false and dismissed it outright. Another accuser said he acted inappropriately. But Leto's rep insists, she said he was maybe under the influence. Leto's rep saying he hasn't had a drink or used drugs in over 35 years.
Mm.
They also rejected.
Why do you make a face when you say that?
Y'all not remember the Lindsay Lohan days? I don't think that was 35 years ago, but.
It's been a long time.
I think it was 35 years, though. Anyway, they rejected claims from model Laura LaRue, noting she later tried to work for Leto as a personal assistant. And his rep says that didn't happen either.
Hmm.
Allegations date back to 2006. There are a lot of them from 9 separate women. And apparently this all started, one of the accusers reshared a Facebook post that said, quote, "You're not really in L.A. until Jared Leto tries to force himself on you backstage in a kilt and a snow hat."
Gross.
Hmm.
Bums me out.
I mean, trying to 9...
Nine.
You're going to deny 9 people?
9. Yeah. So there's that. You know how sometimes, guys, there are people will have, celebrities will have like a listening party or something if they're going to have a new album. Or like Miley Cyrus was going to have, we've talked about this, her new Something Beautiful album is also a visual album. So she had like a setting where people got to come and like watch it on a big screen.
Okay.
And that was it. But apparently people got there and thought it was going to be a concert because they don't read or listen. And the third party person who sold them the tickets apparently told them it was a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of this whole thing, like she has shown them her heart and soul of this new thing. They're yelling at her to sing.
Are you actually going to sing?
Leave!
You decided.
I mean, lovely for her to do it, but the audacity to scream
so
at a woman.
Rude.
That is not, she don't work for you, and whatever you paid for that ticket is on you. If you know what I mean? Like the audacity.
Now, it must not feel great to show people this piece of art you've been working on for probably over a year.
Yeah.
And they're just going, "You going to sing The Climb or not?"
I just can't.
People are the worst.
They are.
I just, good
yep.
for her for,
I mean, for, you know.
For being kind.
Yep, 100%.
Just screaming out from the crowd,
and
do what I tell you to do.
And that's only part of it. Like people were screaming, "We paid $800 for these tickets. We were told this was a concert," because as I say, apparently, like second party, third party ticket sellers were saying that
it's
was.
But it was a listening party.
It was that's a viewing party.
Or
you know,
viewing,
they got to see,
yeah.
It was a film festival, not a concert.
Yeah, and I'm willing to bet she wasn't charging $800 for the ticket.
She didn't have,
so
no.
Whatever you pay on the secondary market is your issue, not
Thank
hers.
Thank you. You get what you get. You don't get upset, am I right, kids?
Blame Ticketmaster, bro.
Probably she should have reached out to us to fill in, Dan.
Right?
Keep going.
Oh, there it is.
I gotta be strong.
We could have done that for her.
Just keep
just let it marinate. Yeah.
On.
Cause there's always gonna be another.
Always gonna wanna make you boo. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose.
That's worth $800.
They would have stopped screaming about her about singing if we got up there for sure.
And the
Oh, sorry. Did you have one more? My apologies.
I
would like to hear it. I see it on.
And the Tony Awards were yesterday. Cynthia Erivo hosted. Here are the big winners. Maybe Happy Ending, the story, still a story about robots, won Best Musical. Purpose won Best Play. Nicole Scherzinger took home Best Leading Actress in a Musical for Sunset Boulevard.
An emotional
speech. It was so good. Sarah Snook, Best Leading Actress in a Play for playing 26 roles in A Portrait of Dorian Gray. What does this say? If Kennedy sees your show, you're going to win a Tony. And they honored the 10th anniversary of Hamilton. Here is a little of that.
I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't bag a tag, I'm amazing astonished. The problem is I got a lot of brains but no polish. I got a holler just to be heard with every word I drop knowledge. Yeah, a fast patiently waiting, a passionately smashing every expectation, every accent's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time I'm thinking past tomorrow. When I am not gonna win my shot, I am not gonna win my shot. And you want just like my country, I'm young.
Yes. The whole original cast got back together.
They did. They did like a medley of songs. They had a standing ovation. What a time to be alive. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
hi.
Say good morning to John from Marlboro.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, John?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now in that soundproof studio. John, are you set?
I'm ready.
Glory is in your future, John.
I hope so.
Sound confident.
Question number one. Jelly Roll joked that he's going to quit the music business after he realized two of his childhood dreams in less than a year. First, he had a cameo on Eminem's album, and now he's featured on a song called Sharks, which is on Lil Wayne's new album. True or false? Jelly Roll was a rapper before switching to country music. True or false?
True.
Miley Cyrus ended up singing The Climb a cappella after a screening of her visual album, Something Beautiful. People had started heckling her because they thought it was going to be a concert. Miley released the biggest song of her career in 2023. Name the song.
I don't know. Wrecking Ball.
Question number three. TikTok is claiming that McDonald's has a migraine meal that can help you when you're suffering, but it's just a large Coke and a large fry. McDonald's has had many mascots over the years, including a large purple monster who now has his own shake. What is the character's name?
Grimace.
Some Hollywood heavyweights are vying for the rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise, including Yellowstone creator Taylor Sheridan and horror director Jordan Peele. What is the name of the villain in Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Leatherface.
And question number five. A woman complained online that she saw an adult man in a theater by himself watching Lilo and Stitch.
I feel personally attacked.
But most people seem to think she's being unreasonable and there's nothing abnormal about it. In the movie, Stitch is an escaped experiment from another planet. What did they call him?
Wow, I don't know.
Okay, good answer. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
For brevity, we appreciate those answers. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
John from Marlboro got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
Yeah, these are hard, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Jelly Roll joked that he's going to quit the music business after he realized two of his childhood dreams in less than a year. First, he had a cameo on Eminem's album, and now he's featured on a song called Sharks on Lil Wayne's new album, which I hear is trash.
It's not great.
I listened to one or two of the songs. So I was like, okay.
People are posting pictures online of like the Carter 6 and then Michael Jordan in the Wizards or Shaq on the Celtics saying Wayne's old and washed up.
True or false?
Which is tough.
True or false, Kennedy? Jelly Roll was a rapper before switching to country music. True or false?
True.
Tied at one. Miley Cyrus ended up singing The Climb a cappella after a screening of her visual album, Something Beautiful. People had started heckling her because they thought it was going to be a concert. Miley released the biggest song of her career in 2023. What's it called?
Flowers.
2-1. Question number three. TikTok is claiming that McDonald's has a migraine meal that will help you if you're suffering, but it's really just a large Coke and a large fry.
Facts. Mm.
McDonald's has had many mascots over the year, including a large purple monster who now has his own shake. Name the character.
Grimace.
3-2. Some Hollywood heavyweights are vying for the rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What is the name of the main villain?
Leatherface.
4-3. Question number five. A woman complained online that she saw an adult man in a theater by himself watching Lilo and Stitch. Most people seem to think she's being unreasonable.
Yeah.
Let a bro watch a movie. Jeez.
I've absolutely gone to children's movies by myself. I sat there, I had my popcorn, and bothered nobody.
Yeah.
Let me live.
Yeah.
In the movie, Stitch is an escaped experiment from another planet. What did they call him?
Oh, I don't know.
Experiment 626.
Ah.
4-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Experiment 626.
Yeah, right
there. Good job. Down. Great work.
Yep. John, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You have won yourself a pair of passes into our Mix 104.1 Benson Boone album listing party. You're going to come to the station. You're going to hear American Heart before it gets released. And then you'll also be in the, you'll be entered into a drawing to win American Heart on vinyl, a Benson Boone cutout, and tickets to the sold out show on September 2nd at the TD Garden. So that is kind of cool.
That'd be awesome. My son's a huge Benson Boone fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we'll see you here for the listing party, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm John from Marlboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
We want to know what you did this weekend. 617-655-1234. You can call or text. Again, 617-655-1234. Talk a little bit about what you got into over the weekend, Kennedy. I know you traveled to Chicago to see old Blue Eyes.
I did, but not before I got to actually see a picture of the MRI of my back. And woo! Let me tell you, kids, she don't look cute.
Kennedy sent me a text Friday. She's like, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, so I have three really big bulging discs, and the cerebrospinal fluid is not getting through it, so it's bad. But they have a plan. I just got to get the insurance to cover it. We'll be on our way.
How does one unbulge a disc?
Well, one gets a cortisone shot, but it's done under an active CT scan so that they can see he's going to put it right in the place where it goes, whereas opposed to taking steroids, like he said, if you're taking steroids, you get as much steroids in your toe as you do where it needs to go. So this will be very specific. He said, as it works 70% of the time. And if that doesn't work, then surgery. So
I also heard you can just lay on the ground, Kennedy, and Dan will walk on your back and that will fix it.
I wish.
We'll fix it 90 style.
So then I went
back handsprings in no time.
I got on an airplane. And yes, so I went out to Chicago. It was a very big weekend for his kids. His daughter graduated from high school and they had her graduation party.
Wow.
So I got to meet lots of friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday was the tournament. Well, the tournament, the baseball tournament for his son was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it was sort of like you have to win this many games to stay here, there. So he went on Thursday, couldn't go on Friday because he's setting up for the party. So we went on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing at the University of Illinois at Chicago, which is a beautiful stadium. The backdrop is the city. I mean,
oh, okay, that's cool.
You know, to play in such a heightened environment.
And as a high school player, right?
It was pretty cool for the kids. So he played well, and that was great. I brought snacks, and that was a winner. And then
I know there was much consternation about what you were going to wear to meet all the other parents.
It all worked out just fine. We can get into it later if you'd like. But,
what do you mean you brought snacks? You were traveling. Did you grab some peanuts off the plane?
No, I had a whole like snack box that I brought with me filled with many things.
So you filled a snack box here in Massachusetts, put it in your carry-on or in your luggage, and traveled it all the way to Chicago?
And then I brought it out, and I was like, does anybody want a snack? And at first they were like, huh? And then everybody liked the snacks. So, winning.
That's how you win hearts and minds.
Yep. And then Sunday, we celebrated Pride, went to a drag brunch, and then now here I am. But got in about 11 o'clock last night. Positive mental attitude. Let's go.
So there was a lot of lacrosse in my life, Kennedy, as I mentioned on Friday.
You don't say.
I'm shocked by that.
Had two games Friday at 5 o'clock at BC High. So the varsity lacrosse team, which Barrett got called up to a couple weeks ago. He's an eighth grader. He's not really playing a lot now that they're into the playoffs.
FaceTime is important.
Yes. And so they had their quarterfinal game. They won that game. So that means now they are on to the semifinals.
Okay.
That will happen this week at Burlington High School. They're playing in the semifinals.
Okay.
A Wednesday night.
All right, let's
go. And then right after that game, back into Charlestown because Barrett is finishing up his town select.
Bro.
They were in the semifinals of the Mass Youth Lacrosse State Championship.
Yeah.
Now, this Barrett has been on a team that has won this every year for the past 3 years.
Yes.
They've never even lost a game.
No.
It's been an incredible run,
this
team. And so they were playing in the state semifinal game against Hopkinton. And I got to tell you really quick, they started chirping Barrett. So when I watch the game, I'm usually at the end of the goal where he is in net, and I bring a video camera and I record him, and then he gets to see kind of, you know, looking at plays and how he plays.
He watches the film after.
We watch the film after. So, you know, first quarter, I'm filming him, and I can hear some, like, Barrett chirping at the middle of the field. Now, we've never played this team before, so there's no, you know, it's not we're playing Reading. It's just, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I make my, now when the quarter's over, I move to the other end because they switch ends.
Okay.
And now I'm on that end and I can hear it a little bit louder this time. It's like really weird that they're just like talking to him and we don't know who they are.
Is this like players on the field or the bench?
No, this is parents.
Oh, adults are chirping your son.
Yes.
And like by name?
Yes. They're just like, Barrett this, Barrett that. I'm like, what is going on? Until I realize there's another Barrett on the other team.
God forbid.
And he's like their star player. So they
were they chirping?
Yeah,
were
you
they
didn't realize all the comments were overwhelmingly positive from the other team?
I wasn't close enough to hear it. All I was hearing was his name. I wasn't hearing
and
the
And you just assume chirp?
Well, it's not our parents. And they were, yeah. And so eventually I stop and I'm like, is there a kid on your team named Barrett? They're like, yeah, he's right there. He's number so-and-so. I was like, man, he's crushing it out there because I heard you guys. I thought you were chirping my son. And it turns out they were just supporting, you know, their player. So
I can't with you.
After
That's
the
so
game,
funny.
I found the young man and I went over and just introduced myself. I guess it's him and he has a brother that both play on this team.
Oh, that is right.
And I told him the story. It's like, I had to tell you this really funny story. So I actually introduced their Barrett to my Barrett. They took a picture together.
Did you make them fight for supremacy because there can only be one? Like Highlander?
This was one of the craziest games. We were down 3 goals in the second half. We only had the lead, I think, in overtime when we won the game. We won the game, I think, like 10-9 or 9-8 or something.
Wow.
So Charlestown is going back to the state championship game this Thursday night, which is really, really cool.
Good for him.
Let's see, real quick. I'll tell you what. I got Sophie standing by. Sophie, hang on just a minute. A very big deal happening for Sophie with freshman orientation. She'll tell us that story coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend, or what you got into over the weekend. Excuse me. 617-655-1234. We're going to talk to Sophia here in just a minute. Had a big weekend. It's having a big day today, too. But first, let's check in with Rich, who's from Lynn. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, guys.
How was the weekend?
Oh, it was amazing. Our 13U football team from Top Gun Academy is making the championship for the spring.
Let's go.
We'll be playing in Rhode Island next week.
Top Gun Academy, like Kennedy.
That's awesome.
The best name ever. Does everybody have names like Maverick and Goose?
They must
say yes.
I'll have call signs.
Yes, our head coach, Jose Quintana. Always puts that as a hashtag, talk to me, Goose. And we call ourselves the main event. And like I said, we only have allowed 7 points on the season.
Wow.
And we'll be in the champ. We're undefeated right now. And we have probably about 10 of the best players in the region going into high school next year playing on our team. So like I said, we're very proud of these young men. They're all great people outside the football field. They worked very hard to get to this moment.
Who do you play in the championship?
We face the Rockhoppers. They're from the Worcester, most of the Worcester area. Mm.
It's a bad day to be the Rockhoppers, Kennedy.
I mean, it's a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, we hopefully can finish the job, and the kids deserve this. And like I said, we're playing at a great field in Rhode Island. And like I said, the games, we're going to find out the game time. So if you guys want to go on Facebook and find the location, we would appreciate all the fan support.
Oh, good luck,
deal.
Buddy.
Congratulations. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
I hope you play Danger Zone when you walk out.
I mean, you know, as somebody who's watched this kid, like the time and effort that these boys and girls put in for their sports, they give up everything else.
So much.
Whether they're playing football or soccer or hockey or lacrosse, whatever it is, they just give up a lot of their personal lives so that they can be there for their teammates to perform all the practices, games.
Yes.
So to see them make it to a level like that's going to be pretty exciting for Rich. All right, Sophia, a big weekend and a big day today. What's going on?
So I just graduated, and me and my mom are headed on our way to Quinnipiac for orientation. I'm a nursing major, we love you guys so much, and we listen to you all the time. I listen to you probably every morning on my way to freshman high school. Sorry.
Well, you're clearly very smart then, and we appreciate that.
That's really exciting. Congratulations to you.
All right. We seem to be having some sort of technical issues going on. Right now.
We've been drinking in the studio.
We're speaking way.
Sophia. Anyway.
Well, that's a bummer.
That was weird.
We love you, girl.
Yes. Amy's from Rockland. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. So what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Addie.
Okay. And what happened with her over the weekend?
So we just finished up our U10 soccer career. We had an awesome soccer career. And our spring season, we actually went undefeated.
Hey, let's go.
That's awesome.
And she finished her game with the sickest corner kick, and she got the awesomest goal off the corner kick. So it was like an overall awesome end of season.
I'm here for a sick corner kick any day of the week.
Sickest and most awesome.
Oh, amazing.
And a U10, I mean, these are not adults. Like, this is a big field.
No, she's only 10 years old.
And they play on like a regular size field, right?
Oh, it's a little smaller than a regular
size. Yeah, but still, that's amazing. Good for her. Bend it like...
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bend it like Beckham? No, bend it like Addie.
Well, congratulations.
Bend it like Addie, exactly.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, talk to you later. Producer Dan, how about you? I heard you had a fun weekend with the boys, with the fellas, with the guys.
Yeah, so this weekend I went up to Portland, and I hung out a little boys' weekend with Kaylee's brother and her brother-in-law. So this is something they do every year now. It's become like a little tradition for them. Mm-hmm. And last week, they shot me a text. They were like, hey, you want to come up with us this weekend? They kind of brought me along, which
you
I thought was
been
nice.
You have accepted.
Yeah, it was cool of them
That's
to include
awesome.
Me. Boys' weekends are good for the soul.
Indeed.
So we went up to Portland. We hung out. We went out to dinner. We popped around a couple bars. Mm-hmm. Watching hammered people try to navigate uneven cobblestone up there.
The best.
Is just a sight in and of itself. And it was kind of funny because at one point we were on like the main strip where all the big bars are.
Right.
And a kid came up to us who had another kid filming him. And it was like, hey, do you guys want to be interviewed for TikTok? And we said no politely, but it was very odd. As someone who has ran up to people on the street 1,000 times, that is the first time I've been on the other end of it. And I was like, no, sir. I usually do your job.
Right. Why didn't you do it, Dan?
Because I heard some of the stuff he was asking other people.
It's not funny.
I was like, no, thank you.
Because he's not working, man.
Yeah. And he's looking for drunk 22-year-old kids. I'm not your vibe. Keep it moving.
So, if you'd like to talk about something sensible, I'll be right here. But.
Can we talk about this terrible general manager with the Boston Bruins? Yeah. Is that what you wanted to talk about?
And then the next morning, they got up and ran a 5K because that's what they were up there for.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah, I don't do that. So I went and had breakfast by myself in a diner.
Perfect.
Well, was wonderful. Then we came home.
Good
a great
stuff.
Time.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Portland's
man.
A fun city, man.
Yeah, Portland's great.
It rained the whole time. But we made the best of it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Carla, your voice got very high-pitched.
It did, I know. Those are my 9-year-old twin girls on our way to school.
What are their names?
Serafina, Lydia.
Serafina and Lydia. How old are you two?
We're nine.
Okay. How many days of school left?
A week and two half days.
Do you guys like being twins?
Yes.
Can you read each other's minds?
Sometimes.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5-5 culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the questions or the answers. Are you ready, ladies?
Yes.
Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett once took a DNA test to see if they were related. The results came back negative. But they were friends and would refer to each other as Uncle Warren and Cousin Jimmy. Jimmy Buffett has a restaurant named after one of his songs named the restaurant chain.
Margaritaville.
In a new poll, 52% of Americans don't support either Elon Musk or President Trump in their feud. 28% are on Trump's side, while only 8% are Team Musk. What is the name of the space exploration company that Elon Musk owns?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know that one.
All right. Question number three. Olivia Munn won't let her kids watch things like Mrs. Rachel and Blue's Clues because she can't stand it. She says, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life going crazy. These kids' shows drive me crazy. Which comedian does Olivia Munn share her two kids with?
I'm going to take a wild guess here.
Coco
Melon. Chris Rock. All right.
Question. Coco Melon.
That's a comedian.
Question number four. In honor of Pride Month, the best LGBTQ movies of the past 100 years were ranked. Surprisingly, Brokeback Mountain didn't make the cut. Who are the two lead actors in Brokeback Mountain?
Keith Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal.
And question number five. Bruce Willis had Bruce Willis had certain techniques for extending his career after he was diagnosed with dementia, such as having a friend feed him dialogue through an earpiece. Bruce Willis is best known for his portrayal of John McClane in the Die Hard movies. What was the name of the villain played by Alan Rickman in the first Die Hard?
Oh, man. I have no idea. I was like 7 when that came out. I don't know.
It's not Christmas until he falls off Nakatomi Plaza.
I'm sorry. Spoiler I don't know. Alert.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, Serafina and Lydia, did you know that I have twin daughters as well, Courtney and Kristen?
No.
It's true. It's true. And they could read each other's minds.
Yeah, these two can too. They just don't always realize it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Carla and Serafina and Lydia got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friends.
No, these are hard. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett once took a DNA test to see if they were related.
Why not?
Yeah, they're not. Jimmy Buffett has a restaurant named after one of his songs. What is the name of the restaurant chain?
Margaritaville.
Tied at 1. In a new poll, 52% of Americans don't support either Elon Musk or President Trump. What is the name of the space exploration company that Elon Musk owns?
SpaceX?
2-1. Olivia Munn won't let her kids watch things like Ms. Rachel or Blue's Clues. Is it Ms.? Mrs.?
Miss Rachel, yeah.
Did I mispronounce it earlier? Sorry about that. She says, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life going crazy. These kids' shows drive me crazy. Which comedian does Olivia Munn share her kids with?
John Mulaney.
Yes, John Mulaney. 3-1. Question number 4. In honor of Pride Month, the best LGBTQ movies of the past 100 years were ranked. Brokeback Mountain did not make the cut. Who are the two lead actors in Brokeback Mountain?
Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal.
4-2. Question number 5. Bruce Willis had certain techniques for extending his career after he was diagnosed with dementia, such as having a friend feed him dialogue through an earpiece. Of course, he played in the Die Hard movies. He was John McClane. What was the name of the villain played by Alan Rickman in the first Die Hard?
Don't you do this to me.
I'm gonna... Klaus. Klaus?
Hans Gruber.
Ah, lean it!
Four to two is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thanks.
Carla and Serafina and Lydia, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you, ladies, for listening every morning. Thank you for calling in to play, too. We appreciate that.
No, thank you.
Thank you. We had an awesome time doing it.
We had an awesome time listening to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carla.
I'm Serafina.
And I'm Lydia.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy hopped on a plane over the weekend to go to Chicago to see Old Blue Eyes.
I did.
How's he doing?
He's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Very busy weekend.
Did he recover from coming on our show a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, he's fine.
Did anybody you see out there say, I heard him on the radio, I streamed it?
Yeah. So a lot of the family is playing along. But yeah, it was a super busy weekend. His daughter just graduated from high school, so it was a lot of graduation parties going on in their neighborhood. You know, they live in a really sweet neighborhood. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody goes to school together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It's like Wisteria Lane.
I don't know about all that, but it's a nice neighborhood. Like, it's really sweet. And so Friday night was the graduation party, which was like for adults starting at 5 and a small amount of her friends until 7. And then after that, it was... So I thought we were done at 7.
You were peopled out by 7, I bet.
It was a lot, but it was okay. It was great. I got to hang out with his sister I haven't seen in 25 years, you know, whatever. But needless to say, I think at around 9, I tapped out. And I was like, you can stay as long as you need, babe. I'm out.
Now, what about Saturday? Because that was the part where you were in your head a little bit.
Yeah.
What am I going to wear? What am I going to do? You got like exes there. You got all these families and kids and parents.
So,
and all of a sudden now you're a sports mom, a baseball mom with no experience.
So, yeah. So it was a 4-day tournament and we went together on day 3. And so, to be frank, I was one of... There were a few of the wives there, a lot of dads there, and I worried about absolutely nothing is what I did.
Historically speaking, in my experience, Kennedy,
yeah,
it is a lot of dads at these tournaments and not quite as many moms.
Yeah, one of the moms, though, is like the official scorekeeper. She's awesome. And but what I did see here is that I brought this snack box because last time we were at this field and you know somebody had brought like some cheese and crackers and I'm like, oh, good idea, I would like to bring snacks seems like a good way to meet people and that they'll like me.
Nobody's mad at the person who brings more
so
snacks.
I had this like snack box. I don't know how else to explain it. They're all over Instagram.
Kind of looks like a tackle box but for snacks.
Yeah, so it has like 8 slots for different kinds of things, little cups that you can put things in. So I packed it all up here. I went to my little,
which is wild.
Well, I wanted it all done already, so I went to my little corner store.
Right.
Because they have really great candies from like England and stuff. So I got like some sweets, some savory, put it all
in
there.
You brought international snacks.
You're fancy.
And then traveled with it from Boston to Chicago.
Put it in my bag. It fit right and perfectly in my bag.
This is my snackle box.
And then so I get there and I pull out. Well, I did two things. I had some hats. The team that he plays for is the White Sox. Like it,
right.
So I got White Sox hats. And when I was at the place that had the White Sox hats, they embroidered his number on the side. So I got one for me and I got one for him and I got
Did
one
you hear
for
her ex-wife. Illinois come out when she just said that too?
Did I say White Sox?
You have White Sox hat?
The more she hangs out in the Midwest.
Yes, we're losing her to Chicago.
So that was a win. And then the snack box came out. And at first, I was like, does anyone want snacks? And at first, everybody was like, huh?
Did you bring snacks from Boston?
They don't really know me.
No, are these Boston snacks?
We didn't get that far.
So like, who is this lady that brought all these snacks?
Why didn't she bring lobster rolls?
But then after a while, they were like, sure, I'll have a snack. What's that? What's this? And so everybody enjoyed the snacks.
And your attire?
Yeah, no one cared.
You mean you built something up in your head and then it turned out to not be a big deal in life? I've never done that.
I know, it's crazy, right, Dan? Can you imagine doing such a weird thing? But I had a really great time.
Was there drinking, tailgating, or any of the baseball game?
Not at this one, because it was at...
like on a campus of a school.
You don't ask what's in those Yeti cups and you don't tell.
Yeah.
Were there a lot of Yeti cups and coolers?
No, you couldn't bring any outside food in. This was at UIC, at University of Illinois, Chicago.
So would you smuggle the snack box in?
I did.
So you... You mean you're a criminal in Illinois?
Yes. I'm wanted by the law.
For international snacks.
Yeah. But as I said, much ado about nothing. But I had a really good time.
That's good. Did they win or lose?
They won that game, but they didn't move on. But
they won the game that you were
there
to check out?
Yes.
But was that the only game they won of the tournament? Was the one you were there?
No. The tournament had been going on for days before. And you had to win so many games to move on. And they just simply hadn't won enough games. But it was a good game. They played well.
Right.
And it was great to just be there, like be a part. You know, they include me in so much. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to feel included.
Now
like
you're
that.
A baseball mom who brings snacks from out of state.
You know, smuggles them in.
No, and like
a bootlegger.
Now I'm paying attention to the count and... all that.
Oh, we need to get Kennedy a scorebook.
I did ask one question though. I go, what's your take on if it's a long tournament on bringing a book? He looked at me like I had just
it's like two heads.
No, he said no.
No, you are going to pay attention
in between games maybe, but no.
I've never been to Chicago. What's the flight like?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's 2 hours. Yeah, there's been a lot of turbulence.
That's uneventful.
But that's just what it is. But yeah, a couple hours. And yes, perfect flight.
Smoky out there?
It is now, yeah. Canadian wildfires coming in hot.
Right,
but yes,
right.
But it was a good weekend. Thanks, everyone, for all of your advice. I got so much advice from calls, social medias, texts, and things. And I really, really appreciate it to all the baseball moms out there who made me one of their own. I appreciate you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So this month, we are celebrating Pride. If you're a part of an LGBTQ+ business, email us morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us all about your business. And we might highlight you this month on the show. So that's what we want to do. We want to highlight these businesses. We want to hear their stories of how they came to be and how things are going.
We want to support every way we can. Get new eyeballs on your biz.
Isla, good morning.
Good morning.
Isla is a jeweler, Kennedy.
I know. I'm on the website and coveting many, many things.
It's ilajewelry.com, I-L-A-H jewelry.com. Tell everybody the story of that couple and what you offered to do for them after the fire.
So, yeah, I forget what year it was, but it was quite a bit ago. Heather and Toby, their whole apartment building had burned down, I think, 3 days before their wedding, 4 days before their wedding. They lost everything, and you put out a call on the radio for wedding businesses to come forward to help with the dress and all of the things that unfortunately had been lost in this fire. And I gave you guys a call and said, hey, I can make some rings for them. They did get really lucky and were able to go back in for about 5 minutes. They said the fire department was at the door going, we're counting the time. And the only thing they were able to recover were the rings. And so instead, I made a beautiful custom pendant for Heather that encompassed symbols for both her and Toby.
Oh, girl. It's such a good story. Can you tell us, too, about your jewelry designs that, you know, not only are you making these beautiful one-of-a-kind pieces, but you will take things from the flowers, things like this, things that are personal, and turn it into jewelry. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, so I just partnered with a Massachusetts diamond grower. I have been carrying lab-grown diamonds for many years. I think that they're very interesting. The tech is super fun, but no one else is growing them in Massachusetts. And what we are doing is infusing them on an atomic level with carbon that is provided by the customers. So these are grown. It's a single grow for specific customers. You can bring love notes. You can bring the fur from your fur baby. You can bring anything essentially that will burn that has carbon in it. We put it into the chamber. Actually, you can come to the Massachusetts facility, put it into the chamber, and when we start the process, the carbon that is in those pieces becomes available for the growth of the diamond.
I love this whole lab-grown thing with diamonds. I think this is a disruptor in the industry. It's going to be so good for the industry because that diamond trade can be a little bit shady in a lot of places around the world. And I love
a lot of bit shady.
Yeah.
And the fact that it can have a part of something very important to you to grow the diamond is just blowing my mind.
Right. Now, do you have a brick-and-mortar store? Is it all happening online? How can people find you, Isla?
Yes, I have a brick-and-mortar store in Worcester, Massachusetts. If you're in Worcester, we're located directly behind Union Station on Franklin Street. The building is covered with murals. You cannot miss it. Look for the unicorns and all of the other wild stuff that we've put on the outside of the store. But the inside of the store, I really designed it very specifically to be fun and whimsical so that everyone would feel comfortable. You know, part of being a queer person and a queer individual is that jewelry shopping for a long time, it was like, am I going to be accepted? Am I going to be able to buy wedding rings at this place? And there's a little bit of hesitation, but also everybody feels, I think, you walk into a jewelry store and things feel very stuffy, and am I going to get judged? And my store is all about having fun. It's very different. It's a very unique experience, unlike anything else in Massachusetts.
Isla, what's it like for you as a jeweler when LGBTQ couples come in to get things for their weddings, which isn't, you know, not everywhere in the country can do that?
Yeah, I mean, I love it, obviously. Love is love, and it's beautiful to see love. It's beautiful to see it in all its forms. I've been in this industry for a very long time, and I remember when people were debating, like, do we serve these couples? And it's just wild to me that that was ever a question, but I'm proud and glad to be a member of this community. I serve and celebrate and love these couples because they are my people.
And jewelry stores are a really cool ecosystem. You know, my mom worked in the jewelry business for a little while when I was younger. I spent a lot of time in jewelry stores, and it's just the people that work there, they're a lot of fun. There are great designers, the craftspeople that are there, the shop owners. I think this is fantastic. I want to read a review about her jewelry store.
Give it to me.
I found 5 stars, by the way. I found this store by mistake, and oh my gosh, it was the best mistake I ever made. As a queer person, I've never felt so safe in an establishment. And I think that just speaks exactly to what, you know, you were just saying, Isla, to be able to create a space, a store where people can come in and feel comfortable. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for what you do, and I'm going to swing by one of these days because I like everything I see.
Wonderful.
All right. IslaJewelry.com, IslaJewelry.com, I-L-A-H Jewelry.com. It was great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do you own a lot of jewelry, Dan?
No.
I don't either.
It's not for you, idiots.
So we are celebrating Pride again, LGBTQ+ businesses. If you're a part of one, drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us all about your business, and we might highlight you on the show this month.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yep.
Say hello to Alexa from Drake.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you all?
Doing well.
Alexa, play Can't Beat Kennedy.
Hey.
I bet she's not tired of those jokes.
At all.
Yeah,
all right.
We get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that is an L for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Alexa, are you ready?
I am.
It was 4 years ago today in 2021. Loki premiered on Disney Plus. Which actor plays Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Hiddleston or something like that.
Question number two. Mia Goth will play a villain opposite Ryan Gosling in an upcoming Star Wars movie. In 2004, Gosling starred in a rom-com with Rachel McAdams about a young couple who fall in love during the 1940s. Name the movie.
Oh, I have the book. Why can't I think of it? The Notebook.
Is there a problem with the question, Dan?
I don't know if I would go rom-com for The Notebook.
Romantic drama? Okay.
Is it a comedy?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it either, but I don't think so.
Romantic drama? Oh, he had romantic. Did you write this question, Max? Sorry. He wrote romantic drama. My apologies. Somebody online brought up an old episode of Tim Allen's Home Improvement that would have been totally branded woke if it aired today. On the show, Tim the Toolman Taylor was a television host. What was the show called?
Home Improvement.
No, what was the show inside the show called?
Oh gosh. That I don't know.
All right, question number four. Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Adam West, and Liam Neeson were all offered the role of James Bond but turned it down. Who performed the Bond theme in the most recent 007 movie, No Time to Die?
I don't know. I haven't seen those.
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo brought David Byrne out for burning down the house at the Governor's Ball in New York City. David Byrne was the front man of which band known for hits like Burning Down the House and Psycho Killer?
The Talking Heads.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah.
You did good, Alexa.
I did okay. I feel like I did rough. Like it was rough.
Alexa got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
4 years ago today in 2021, Loki premiered on Disney Plus. Which actor plays Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Tom Hiddleston.
Tied at 1. Mia Goth will play a villain opposite Ryan Gosling in an upcoming Star Wars movie. In 2004, Gosling starred in a romantic drama with Rachel McAdams about a young couple who fall in love during the 1940s. Name the movie.
The Notebook.
Still haven't seen it.
I'll never see it.
I haven't seen it either. We all believe in love very much around here.
Nope.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. Somebody online brought up an old episode of Tim Allen's Home Improvement that would have been totally branded woke if it aired today.
Or
the drama.
On the show, Tim the Toolman Taylor was a television host. What was his show called in the show?
Tool Time.
See my crescent wrench, Kennedy? 3-2, question number 4. Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Adam West, and Liam Neeson were all offered the role of James Bond but turned it down. Who performed the Bond theme in the most recent 007 movie, No Time to Die?
Billie Eilish?
Hello.
4-2. Question number 5. Olivia Rodrigo brought David Byrne out for burning down the house at the Governor's Ball in New York City. He was the front man of which band known for hits like Burning Down the House and Psycho Killer?
Talking Heads.
Yes, Talking Heads indeed.
Look at you.
Burning down the house. Great song. 5-3 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Burning down the trivia house. So, Alexa, you don't get the cash, but you're not walking away empty-handed. I don't know if you heard this or not, but you have won yourself a pair of passes into the Mix 104.1 Benson Boone album listing party. So here's what's going to happen.
Awesome.
You're going to come to the radio station. You're going to hear his new album, American Heart, before it's released. And then you're going to be also entered to win American Heart on vinyl, to win a Benson Boone cutout, and tickets to the sold-out show on September 2nd at the TD Garden.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thanks for playing. I can't win. I can't be Kennedy, but I appreciate the time.
Sure.
Stuck the landing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Karen from Alden.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Karen?
I can. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000.
Woo!
What would you do with $1,000 today?
I don't even know.
Buy me some tissue.
Somebody exactly.
Somebody said you could say salute. There's another one you can do for God bless you.
Oh, okay.
We're all learning new things.
I'll give that a go.
Kennedy's in that soundproof studio. Here we go. Question number one. This former female daytime TV talk show host is the richest celebrity on Forbes' list of America's richest self-made women. She's listed at number 13. She's followed by Kim Kardashian at 19 and Taylor Swift at 21. Who is she?
Oprah?
8 Mile Style Publishing Company is suing Meta, the parent company of Facebook, for $109 million for allegedly using its music across their platforms without permission. Which rapper owns the publishing company and starred in the movie 8 Mile?
Eminem.
The documentary John Candy, I Like Me, will hit Prime Video on October 10th. It was directed by Colin Hanks and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Was John Candy ever a cast member on SNL? Yes or no?
No.
Question number four. Game two of the NBA Finals happened last night. Who are the two teams competing?
Oh, no. I'll say the Warriors and the Knicks.
And question number five. Conan O'Brien will be a guest on Late Night this Wednesday. It'll be his first time back on the show since he left the host chair in February of 2009. Who is the current host of that show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I have to tell you, Karen, right before we went on the air, intern Mac said my questions were weak tot action. And they were soft.
Oh.
And I was being too easy. Do you think the questions were too easy, Karen?
You know, I don't know, because I don't think I got them all. So I'm going to say no. Good work, Matt.
Karen got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, you have something to say? Come on over here, Mac. I don't have that microphone.
I'm going to be honest. I made like a personal prediction in my head that they were going to get all 5 right. Right before it happened.
Okay.
Karen, and you disappointed Mac, is what he's saying.
I'm disappointed in myself. Fair enough.
Well, when he has Mac in the morning, he can rule with an iron fist. But
Karen got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough questions, regardless of what intern Mac Attack says.
That's what I hear.
He's getting mouthy in his second time being an intern.
Then one day, you know, he's the co-host of the show. And it's 10 years later, right?
Tim? I was a mouthy intern. I got work for me.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
This former female daytime TV talk show host is on the richest celebrity, the Forbes list of America's richest self-made women. She's at number 13. She's followed by Kim Kardashian at 19, Taylor Swift at 21. Who is she?
Oprah Winfrey?
Yes, of course. Tied at 1. Question number 2. 8 Mile Style Publishing Company is suing Meta, the parent company of Facebook, for over $100 million for allegedly using its music across their platforms without permission. Which rapper owns the publishing company and starred in the movie 8 Mile?
Eminem.
Tied at 2. The documentary John Candy, I Like Me, will hit Prime Video on October 10th, directed by Colin Hanks and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Was John Candy ever a cast member on SNL? Yes or no?
Nope. That's CTV.
That is correct.
Favorite Second John City. Candy movie, Kennedy?
Uncle Buck.
That's a pretty good
Don't
one.
Don't at me.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Close second.
I also like him as the Polka King in Home Alone.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Game 2 of the NBA Finals happened last night. Who are the two teams? Or was it the night before? I can't remember. Who are the two teams competing for the trophy, Kennedy?
There's the Indiana Pacers, and then there's the Oklahoma City Thunder.
That is it. You got there. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. 4-3, question number 5. Conan O'Brien will be a guest on Late Night on Wednesday. It will be his first time back on the show since he left the host chair in February of 2009. Who is the current host of that show?
Fallon. Every time. Every damn time.
Seth Meyers.
I'll never get it.
I know, and that's why you... 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Karen, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate your listening and playing this morning.
Womp womp. Thanks for having me.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Karen from Malden, and I can't beat Kennedy.